You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
A poll says that two-thirds of U.S. adults say their lives are at least somewhat back to normal pre-pandemic. I don't know if I 100% agree with that, though I did get out into some traffic this weekend, boy. Went to First Fridays on the Vine. Hung out with 3rd District Councilman at Large, Brandon Ellington. So he's got this signature drink at the corner bar, and I tried it. It was the truth.
Is it a slurricane?
No, I don't even know what slurricane is, but it's his signature drink.
What's the ingredients?
And I told him, I said, I ain't had gin since I was 16.
Lord have mercy. It make you sin.
It had gin, tequila, like all the whites. And so I had the one and I was like, okay.
Like a Long Island iced tea or something?
It was something similar to that.
Lord have
mercy. It was
very
similar. And it left me concerned that there's no Morning Grind signature drink. But I guess that's a conversation for another day, Bishan.
We need that.
Saturday went to the grand opening of Safe Family Services. I did not realize that if you've got supervised visitation with your kids, that there's nowhere in Kansas City for you to go and have that supervised visitation. You have to go to either Lee's Summit or Independence, and this business just opened up to allow people in the town to be able to go and do that if need be. So one time for Dr. Carasay and her staff over there. Then went home, made that mac and cheese for Julie's son's, Justin's, graduation party. You weren't there.
It was already known I wasn't going to be there.
I didn't know.
I had a couple things to do.
You were there by proxy right at the end. Right at the end. Playmaker played one of your mixes.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
And I knew it was you, even though I didn't hear your, normal. Be sure to.
Did you hear this?
Or DJs.
Shut up, Brian.
No, Goofy.
No?
No, Goofy. So, how I knew it was you is that Patrice Russian. I said, nobody else knows to play that but Brian.
Shut up, Brian.
Play that Patrice Russian and Kenny Burke, Keep Rising to the Top.
Keep rising to the top. That must have been an old mix. I ain't mixed them songs in a while.
Probably.
Yeah. Shouts to play.
And my plan was to go to Dr. Mina Singh's 90s birthday party. But it was hot out there. After I took my shower, I said, I'm going to sit down for just a minute. Shower bye.
That's what I was doing. I was trying to get like a golden gram.
Oh my God.
It's outside, baby. What's happening? In the sun. Getting some walking on. Plus, also shout out to everybody who came through the virtue. We had a great time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we had a great time Saturday night. Come through next Saturday night. But what did your favorite celebrities do over the weekend? We'll find out with The Shade coming up at 6:21.
We're dropping The Shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21, look for highs in the mid-80s. Thunderstorms coming up later tonight. Right now, partly cloudy and 70 on 18th and Vine. Shade was popping.
Today would have been Prince's 63rd birthday, Brian. I didn't realize he was a Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Alicia Keys opened up about getting Prince's permission to cover his song, How Come You Don't Call Me, for her debut album, Songs in A Minor, which actually turned 20 years old last week.
Wow, really? Fallen? Yeah, that's 20 years old. Yeah, you're right.
So she said, quote, he takes me to Paisley Park and this place is like a dream. And he's walking me through Paisley Park, 18 years old. He has like 900 pianos. This is the piano from Purple Rain. This is the piano when I wrote When Doves Cry. This is the room that we sit on the floor with the purple things and we write songs. She says she couldn't believe it. And that's when he went on and gave her the blessing to cover the song.
I keep your picture beside. And I still remember everything you said.
It made me slightly sad that he's gone.
That got Alicia Keys written all over it.
Reports say that Mariah Carey has split with Roc Nation after 3.5 years.
Oh, word?
Yeah. So the grapevine is saying that she got into it with Jay-Z about the future of her career.
It's only so many number one albums you can put out, huh? It's okay. She hurt. Listen, Mariah Carey has nothing left to prove. She's done a lot. She's sold a lot. She's been mega successful. She's good. She need to go get with Ken Du Isaacs now. Get her a good manager there. That's what she need to do.
Okay.
He could put her on another
I
pedestal.
I can't wait for the day that Mary J. Blige comes here.
I can't wait, and
I want you to keep that same energy.
What?
And if you don't say it, I'm going to bring it up.
What energy?
I'm letting you know that.
What?
I'm going to bring it up that you said that Ken Du Isaacs is responsible for Mary J. Blige's career.
I didn't say
and
that.
I want you to stand and deliver when she steps to you.
He's a bum.
And you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to pull out my phone and I'm going to video it.
You video it. Write it down. Take a picture. Take a screenshot. I don't care.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to get a video because I know you. You're not going to man up to that.
I love Mary.
Anyway. Lil Yachty and Bad Baby, they've invested in a new dating app for Jewish people called Locks Club.
Okay.
Is that slightly racial?
Is it?
What if you don't...
I mean, we have...
Jewish people eat lox. So if we had a fried chicken club, would you feel uneasy?
Well, I didn't know what that was. So.
Not like the lox with Styles P and Jadakiss.
Right, right, yeah.
I'm talking about lox, smoked salmon lox.
No, I had no clue about that terminology, but now that you put it that way, quite possibly, you're like, voila!
Not those locks.
Voila! You know, that's where I was going with it.
Not faux locks. I had those in a couple months
Money
ago.
Power,
not
respect.
Those. Oh, my God, bro. I'm serious.
What?
I got to get you to read more stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Fred.
I'll read headlines. No,
okay,
I'm kidding.
Everything.
I'm kidding. But we had Black Planet, though. I mean, but that, I guess it's a little different.
But they're not Jewish, though. That's what my point is.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty, a Bad Baby, is not Jewish.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking too hard. I could be.
Not sure this is their lane, though.
Okay, so wait a minute. Now it makes a little bit more sense. Their manager, Adam Kluger, and three others are joining them in this venture that is billed as Tinder for Jews with ridiculously high standards and a virtual speakeasy hidden within an old school deli.
A delicatessen.
Delicatessen.
Oh, Tessin. Okay.
Yes,
sensational.
Thank you for that.
Okay. This is where I want to stop this, friend. Okay.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
So I was in the casino all night last night. But everybody that sat next to me won like $1,000 and more. And I'm just gambling my life away. I lost about as much as they won.
It sounds like somebody who might have a slight problem. I ain't trying to put it on you, but you think you got control of that?
Oh, I know I got a gambling problem. I know that.
Oh,
she like, oh, Shay, that's already been established.
Ma'am.
I told myself I got 3 months and I'm calling 1-800-BETS-OFF. So.
You already know the number? I was finna give it to you. Yeah, fam, listen, people be going broke over this, all right? So you can't be putting your life at risk. We don't want you doing something strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying?
No, that ain't happening. I sometimes know when to stop, but...
You sometimes know when to stop.
Yeah, I'm going back to win some money. I'm literally...
Oh, Lord. We're going to pray for you, all right? Keep you anonymous as well. Have a good one.
They know who I am. Don't worry about it.
Bye.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Live music is back in vogue at Javi Arena on Saturday. You've got your tickets this morning on the Morning Grind. Sooner than you think.
What you wanna be?
This week is gonna be hella hot and humid. Mm-hmm. You've been asking for these summertime temperatures. Well, here you go.
There we go. I love it. Sun's out, guns out. You know, it was a guns a-blazing this weekend, Shay. I loved it.
I don't really like hot temperatures because no matter what you do, you're still hot. If you were to take off all of your clothes, you'd still be hot. But in the wintertime, if it's cold, you can put on something to stay warm.
Sound like my mama. If you didn't feel good just going out with the sunshine and looking at the beautiful weather, the beautiful people was out. I went swimming a little bit too. You didn't enjoy that?
I enjoyed the warmer temperatures, but it's going to get even more warm this week in the 90s, and that's where I have my limit.
Yeah. Boy, we are definitely on opposite ends, because if it was up to me, I would love for it to average 95 around here or something like that. I'd be outside every single day.
Well, Wendy's kicking in. Help you beat the summertime heat. You can get free Frosties every Friday in the month of June.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm down for that. You know I love me some ice cream.
All you got to do is order through the Wendy's mobile app or at the drive-thru and then show them the mobile offer and there you go.
Oh, yeah. Give me a 4-4-4 and a Frosty at the same time. Look at that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
We began Mayor Lucas Monday at the start of the pandemic to provide our audience much needed information. A Gallup poll reports that 2/3 of American adults feel as if we're somewhat back to normal pre-pandemic. Mayor Lucas, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to talk to everybody today.
You as well. What do you think about folks who are feeling as though we're somewhat back to normal?
You know, it's getting there. I'm proud of our city and how it's tried to do the reopening, but as you might have seen in the news, a police officer died yesterday of COVID-19 here in Kansas City. It is still a challenge for us. Please, 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 for those of y'all who have been on the fence, go ahead and get vaccinated. There is no reason not to, but you know, hopefully everybody's getting vaccinated. We're keeping things safe and we can get back to normal.
Mayor Lucas, when we come back with you, I want to talk to you about the unfortunate and disturbing video of Malcolm Johnson being killed on the 63rd Street BP. That's coming up at 7:37.
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21. Look for thunderstorms later on this evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you are sunny and 71 on 18th and Vine. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. T-Lo, member of the group Next, is 47 today.
Uh-huh. Love Next.
This is one of your favorites, Antonio L.A. Reid.
Yes, sir.
R&B songwriter, producer. He's 65.
Yeah.
Rapper Iggy Azalea is 31. Rapper Fetty Wap, he's the big 3-0 today. Reality TV star Masika Kalisha is 34. Rapper Sway Lee from Ray Shrimmered. Whatever happened to them?
They chilling. They on a sabbatical.
He's 28 years old. comedian Kim Whitley. It doesn't say how old she is. She's over 45. Probably virgin on 50 or something.
Beautiful.
And she a Sarah too. NBA player Allen Iverson. I love him.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Practice.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Love Allen Iverson. The only NBA player in history to have his mama do his braids during a game.
He's 46 years old, and today would have been the birthday of the Purple One Prince. Passed away April 21st, 2016, born June 7th, 1958.
Happy birthday on my Gemini, born on June 7th.
Yesterday, Clarence Williams III, known for his roles in the Mod Squad and Purple Rain, has died at the age of 81.
Is that yours?
Of course it's mine. Whose else would it be? I got lots of them. They're all different, too.
I'd like to see them. You got them written down somewhere?
No, man. I don't write them down. I don't have to. It's a big difference between you and me.
I loved him in almost every movie he was in. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Remember who he was in that?
Mm-hmm.
Half-Baked when he was Samson.
Who is this? This is Samson, Smarty Pants.
The veteran actor's management team confirmed that he died of colon cancer.
R.I.P.
For real, though. The internet, child, they done had some strong reactions to the Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul fight. Oh, it went 8 rounds at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami last night.
Yeah, Shay, it was... It was something to be seen. I seen a couple of highlights. A lot of hugging was going on, though, and that's a clear indication of not being in shape. I don't think that was on Floyd Mayweather's behalf. It was probably more on Logan Paul's behalf.
Mayweather fans were upset that the boxing champ didn't knock Paul out. He was able to go the distance.
It wasn't a winner's in that? Like that, I think that
was
part
of stipulation. No, it was just an exhibition. It wasn't ever going to be a winner there. Yeah. But if you knock somebody the bleep out, then you the natural winner, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Gary Owens' estranged wife, Kenya Duke, has called that man a deadbeat.
A word?
She says that he hasn't seen his kids in months. And this, of course, came after he posted a picture of himself wearing a t-shirt that said breadwinner.
He's a bum.
And so on the breadwinner thing, she took exception with it.
Yeah.
She said, quote, "You haven't supported us since April 1st. Nothing, not a zero, not electric, water, gas, not insurance, not groceries, not maintenance for the house, not the gas or maintenance of the cars, not the platinum card I got for us because Ooh. You wanted one and you couldn't get one on your own,
Ooh.
Not the cell phone you have for 23 years. Instead, you just got another phone number and didn't pay the bill. All of our bills are attached to my social security number Ooh. And credit. You have paid the $4,500 mortgage that is attached to your social security number and credit for the first time, and that's it."
Ooh.
She went on to say, "You haven't seen our daughter in over 6.5 months. You haven't seen your son in over 14 months. This is your choice. You do remember us, right?
Lord.
I guess we were useful when your content was needed. This is what it is after 23 years. And then she accused him of trying to Jeff with black celebrities
oh boy.
So that he could be down. You know.
Yeah.
With
down
these
with the
roles
brown.
And stuff. Yeah.
Well, basically she said,
"This man was a bona fide scrub."
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday. The signs went up commemorating the renaming of some streets in the town for Martin Luther King Jr. Were you present for?
I was, yes.
Oh, talk yes, to ma'am. Us about that.
You know, this has been a too long struggle really going on since his passing in 1968, where we were looking to find a street where the community could come together, not to say that everything is perfect, not to say that we don't have very real problems, but to say that we will recognize someone who can give our children something to look up to. So it's along Brush Creek, south side of it, is the new Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Among the things that you will see are more improvements. We have spent millions improving Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park. We'll be improving the Paseo Steps, spending millions of dollars there. You should be very proud of that. I know a lot of y'all went to Paseo High School, and all through Kansas City's east side, you'll see that, and it will connect to the Country Club Plaza. So looking at that as a bridge and as an opportunity to say, we recognize where we have been, where we need to go, but we are excited to make a difference in Kansas City.
Mayor Lucas, emotions are still running high in our city days after the shocking and disturbing video of Malcolm Johnson being killed at the 63rd Street BP while in a struggle with multiple officers from KCPD. What is your reaction to this video? Because we have not had a chance to talk to you about it and the response of KCPD.
You know, a few different things that I speak to first, and I usually don't talk on everything, but on this one, I think it is just very clear and fair for people to say, why are we just now getting some of these facts? Why are we just now seeing videos? This incident took place in March, and all of a sudden, right, pastors are the ones that are getting this information that the Highway Patrol should have been more aggressive in getting months ago. It seems at the very least that in some way there is a divergence between what was told to us initially by law enforcement, by the Highway Patrol, from what we're hearing now. The initial description was, you know, there was almost a shootout and then the injured officer returns fire. That appears not to be the case. So anytime you start to see more of these questions, I think we need further investigation. I will say I had the chance to speak to the county prosecutor last week. I know that she is targeted in on it, but no, it is the sort of thing that you do not want to see in our city. We will get to the bottom of this investigation and make sure there is justice.
Of course, you've been hit with a lawsuit from the police board. And it even brings to mind the fact that, you know, some of the changes that you are presenting to move $42 million out of the budget into more community-minded and prevention sort of programs, that it may be more necessary than we think now. Because, you know, the control is not here locally. If there are issues, we can't address them. What do you think about this lawsuit, and what are the next foreseeable steps in that court process?
So I ran for mayor a few years back on a platform of change and addressing longstanding problems. I relish the opportunity to do so. Not only are we resurfacing roads throughout the city, not only did we get thoroughfare transit, not only have we really invested in public health in ways we haven't done in generations and invested in homelessness, but we are going to make Kansas City safer. And the way you do that is not just doing the same thing that you've been doing for the last 30 and 40 years. And what I have seen is that there are some folks who are angry. I always knew it would be, because you're challenging their power. You're challenging their authority over us. And it's mainly a bunch of people, all these Republican legislators I've met who are from outside of Kansas City. One as far as St. Charles, Missouri, that's in the St. Louis metro, trying to tell us how we can be safer, telling us Kansas City's in crisis. Well, I'll tell you, it is. We've been in crisis for decades. All of us probably listening right now on KPRS know somebody who's lost their life to violent crime, somebody who has been a victim, somebody who has been a survivor. So I stand by working to make a difference. The thing that is the most heartbreaking to me, this is kind of the most I've seen the Board of Police Commissioners do in probably my entire lifetime, filing a suit against the city to keep them from having to tell us what they're doing. That doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense at all, and so we'll fight it vigorously just to make sure the people of Kansas City get to say once and for all, where's our money getting spent? How can we actually improve things like community policing, neighborhood policing? How can y'all make sure you're investing in crisis-trained police officers so if somebody's having a mental health crisis, they don't end up dead? Those are the sorts of things this is about. I know we have the community support. I know there are naysayers. I hear them too, but I hear a lot more people that say, brother, keep pushing. We need to do something different. We all want to be safer. Our police department's a part of it, right? They're a big part of it. But they also need to tell us what they're doing and how we can make our community safer long term.
Mayor Lucas, not only did the city get 75th Street looking good with the new road surface, mm-hmm. but you all are also getting Cleveland Avenue together as well. I want to personally thank you for that. Besides us totally avoiding Main Street, is this going to be going on throughout the summer in Kansas City?
It is going on throughout the summer in Kansas City. Look, our roads have been raggedy for generations. Whoa. By the way, related to the last thing I said, right? What do? You do something new. You change your approach. You have a new focus, whether it's policing or roads or anything. That's what a smart city does. Kansas City has to be there. I'm proud of this mayoral term because we're doing a whole lot in the 2 years I've been around. But yes, you will see construction throughout the city. I know it has growing pains. There are some particularly tough streets. But from Cleveland to 75th Street, we've done other streets throughout the metro. We got you. 19th Street was getting redone the other day. We will make sure that everything is touched and ready and spiffy, so next summer y'all can cruise without too many bumps, without too many orange cones everywhere.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for your time once again on another edition of Mayor Lucas Monday. Have a good one.
All right, y'all. Take care.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for our co-worker, B-Dub. He's a barbecue-ologist.
He cold with it.
He catered Julie's son's graduation party on Saturday. You know I don't eat beef and pork, Brian, but I almost risked it all. Those burn-ins, they look so delicious. I ain't even going front.
You missing out, fam.
So instead, I ate the chicken wings, and they were
very good.
Is there a food you'd be willing to risk it all for, like go to jail?
I will do a misdemeanor for the number 3 at the Peachtree. That's the Madea. You get 3 meats with that joint. Pause. And
yes, I'd like the sausage. Go ahead.
We But yes, I will do a misdemeanor over the good fried chicken at Peace Tree. You damn right I would.
Well, a Kansas man was arrested for fighting a grocery store worker over Chick-fil-A sauce.
You know, it's a shortage of that going around, too.
It is.
So I feel him.
So the people at the supermarket was like, yo, you got to chill out, fam. You can't be acting like this in here. He refused to calm down, and he started swinging at one of the employees.
Lord.
You know how you put that right foot up front in your back?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, use the back foot as your leverage. Man, you can't be wilding out in a grocery store like that over Chick-fil-A sauce, fam. What, imagine the conversation you in the holding cell. Hey, fam, what you in for? Oh, I bet I was fighting at the Sun Fresh for some Chick-fil-A sauce, fam.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the mid-80s today. PM thunderstorms coming our way. Right now, you're sunny and 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Over the weekend, Meghan and Prince Harry welcomed their second child, a girl, named after both Harry's late mother, Princess Diana, and the Queen. The baby was born on Friday, June 4th at 11:40 a.m. in Santa Barbara, California. She was a big baby, weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces, and her name is Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
Congratulations on the new bundle of joy.
Yeah.
I love it.
So Kobe Bryant's daughter, Natalia Bryant, graduated from high school over the weekend, Bryant. Posted photos and videos from her graduation, adding that, quote, Daddy and Gigi are so proud of her.
Looks like the Bryant family is, you know, taking things in stride despite of course, the obvious heartbreak. And then, you know, the shoe thing that happened last week, too.
Vanessa's going to be attending USC in the fall.
Excellent.
So Cat Williams is speaking out on cancel culture during an episode of the Joe Budden podcast. Cat talked about what some folks call cancel culture.
If you ask all of the people that didn't make it to the NBA, if you ask them if we just lowered the goal down another foot, they will all tell you they make it. Nobody likes the out of bounds, but the out of bounds gotta be there, or you'll run up in the stands, right? Mm. So some of these things are for the benefit of everything. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary. Nobody likes the shoulder of the road, but it's there for a reason. My point is, people weren't all that extremely funny back when they could say whatever they wanted to say. At the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. That was people of color, that was us policing our own culture, that was people without a voice being trashed by people just because they had a bigger name than them and more money than them and a better office than them. They could sweep them up under the rug like they didn't matter. I don't know what people we think got canceled that we wish we had back. I don't even know who are they.
Are the canceled people? I don't know anybody that's been canceled.
Robert, Mr. Kelly from Chicago, he ain't been canceled.
Like, no, I still people on social media saying that they continue to listen to his music and they don't want to hear it. They going to continue. So
facts, but Shay, we don't play R. Kelly. BT, MTV, I don't know of any radio stations that has his music in rotation. So I think that's the bigger part of cancel culture is cutting off the streams and the money streams. I think that's the bigger
thing.
There's
people who still listening, friend. They are.
Oh, no, they are. Shay, no. Look, I get people asking me for R. Kelly music to play at the club. And personally, fam, I don't feel comfortable playing R. Kelly.
NBA playoffs. Yesterday, way it looks, first round, Clippers beat out the Mavs, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Clippers are moving on to the second round.
Lord, the Hawks in that first game beat out 76ers. A lot of folks talking about that.
Yeah, Trae Young, boy, that boy's on fire. Boy, he destroyed the Knicks. Boy, he's a villain in New York. They don't like him.
He's the only number 11 that folk in Atlanta are recognizing right now ever since Julio Jones was traded to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
So we'll be seeing him Right? Because aren't they?
I don't think we're playing the Titans this year. Maybe in the playoffs or something.
I know we played them last year.
Yeah, absolutely. We played them last year. That'll make the Titans better, but they still like the fourth or fifth best team in the league. They are in the AFC. They're not even competing with the Chiefs at all.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Shira.
All right, Miss Shira. Let's see what's up.
There'll be some lovemaking, heartbreaking, soul shaking.
What's it gonna be? Cause I can't pretend. But don't you wanna be more than friends? Hold me tight and don't let go.
Don't let go!
Got the right to lose control. Lose control.
You got the right! There you go.
That's right, girl.
Don't play that on the radio because you know we done went bad on that one.
Well, I'm sorry, baby. That's going on in. But did you have your head thrown back is all I want to know.
Well, for your effort, you got 2 tickets to go see Info live on stage. That's going down this weekend at Hobby Arena, and you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in hot summer cash, all right?
All right, and Karen, we going to see your group, baby.
There you have it. What station are you listening to on your way to work, Shira?
My Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
I want to break it down.
Heating up your summer. Win $1,000 in hot summer cash.
I know that's right. Money over here.
We are Hot 103 Jam.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.